Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Thankful tonight to be here.
Yes, amen. Amen. Bless his name.
I thought about since Thursday evening about this weekend, and when we go into these things and we start studying the Word and everything leading up to the Lord's Supper, Jesus Christ sitting down with his disciples there to partake of that last Passover, and he told them, he said, with desire, I have desire to eat this with you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We ought to have that same desire to come into God's house.
Amen.
With desire, we ought to be coming in here expecting.
Amen.
And I actually did not expect to preach. I'm going to be honest. I didn't have a message till about 10 minutes ago. I had a message I could have prepared last night. But God done told me that was for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Don't have anything else, but you know what? Preaching don't come from a man anyhow.
Yeah.
If you ain't got the Spirit of God, if you ain't got the unction of God, you might as well keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And as we were sitting there, and the Spirit of God moving through the house.
Amen.
God brought this scripture to our minds. If you'd like to read along with us, we'll be in the 13th chapter of the book of John. We're going to start with the 12th verse. We'll read through the 17th. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye that what I have done to you. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
Amen.
For I have given you an example, and you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. God, as we come before you this hour, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, for the guidance thereof. God, I pray that you bless this word, dear God, give us your Heavenly Father. Have your Spirit, your Heavenly Father, give us liberty. We pray, dear God, that you'd open our hearts, your Heavenly Father, to your word, and that we'd be obedient to it. We pray for that heart that might be here, Lord, that needs you, dear God, to draw ever closer to you, Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd draw them, your Heavenly Father, to a closer walk with you, Lord. And all these things we do humbly ask and beg. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The thought that I have to leave with you tonight is in the last verse.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Happy are ye if you do.
Amen.
Amen.
You worship the Lord, you come in, you serve the Lord. Happy are ye if you do them.
Amen.
It's one thing to sit back and watch. We have a lot of spectators when it comes. Time to do the foot washing.
Yeah.
Let's just get on this for just a little while. There's a lot of people that are scared of it. They'll sit back there and watch from a distance.
Yeah.
Christian life, they might darken the doors of the church once or twice a month, once on Sunday or something fashion of that like that.
Yeah.
Before you know it, they're out of church completely.
Yeah.
Just didn't get anything out of it.
Right. Right.
It ain't your fault. It ain't God's fault that you didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah.
He was kind of here. He said, "You call me Lord and Master, for so I am." And he began to tell them. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Now this is the key. It's not really about the foot washing part of it. My feet ain't nasty. I took a bath before I come to church. This is what it's all about. This is what we as Christians ought to be doing day in and day out.
Amen. Help us, God.
We need to remember this verse right here. The servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him.
Amen.
Amen.
We ought to be serving those around about us each and every day of our lives.
Yeah.
And guess what? If you do these things, happy are ye if you do them.
Amen.
You want to have a fulfilling walk with God? Serve.
Yeah.
Serve. Minister to those around about you.
Yeah.
Get out and actually do the role of a servant. He didn't save any of us to sit back and take it easy.
Yeah.
He meant for us to serve.
Amen.
He gave them this as an example. If you read in the chapter a little bit before this, before we start reading this scripture, after the supper was ended, you see a little side conversation going on between some of the disciples, wondering who was going to be sitting at his right hand in his kingdom. He knew right then they didn't understand the thing that had just went on. That's a lot of us, we worry too much about our status in this life and what people might think of us. He was proving a point to them here in this instance.
Amen.
He never said a word. Never once did he rebuke them. He simply got up and gave them an example.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Bible said his supper being ended, and he got up, removed and set aside his garment, girded a towel, poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Never once did he open his mouth and explain to them beforehand what he was doing. He wanted to get their attention. When he got around to Peter, Peter said, "Lord, you'll not wash my feet."
Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because Peter had already known and proclaimed who Jesus was. He knew that this was the Son of God. He knew that he did not deserve to have his feet washed by the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Amen. Amen.
their feet. And after his and Peter's discourse, I believe the room went silent. He finally washed Peter's feet and got all the way around. The Bible said that after he'd done that, he went over and picked up his garment and put it back on. And he told them, he said, "Now I've given you an example." He was putting an end to this, "Where do I sit?" crap.
Yeah.
He was putting an end to it. "You call me Lord and Master, you say well, for so I am.
Yeah.
And if I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought to also wash one another's."
Amen.
In other words, if I came here to serve, you ought to as well.
Yeah. Amen.
It's not just about the action of washing the feet. It's what it represents. That you're willing to get down and serve your brother and esteem him higher than yourself.
Amen.
And then he ends it and he says, "If you know these things, happy are you if you do them."
Yeah.
Last year at Edgewood, Brother Jerry Austin came in for the communion service down there. Come time for the foot washing, he sat around in the back and watched. And I watched him as he got up and he came up here to the front to take part of it. He didn't do nothing but laugh the whole time he was up there. And after he was all over with, he told me, "That's the first one I've ever taken part in." And he said, "I'll tell you what," he said, "it blessed me. Like," he said, "I couldn't do nothing but laugh." He said, "My heart was so full, I couldn't do nothing but laugh." It's a promise of God. That was a promise that Jesus told them. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And it is nothing more than esteeming someone higher than yourself. Churches are riddled today with members that like to smoke themselves on the chest and proclaim, "I'm this or I'm that," inside the church. God help them. If you're a chest smoker, I've got news for you. You're nothing more than a wretch just like I am.
Yeah.
You're nothing more than a wretch just like that woman at the well was. You're nothing more than a wretch just like the woman that they caught in the very act of adultery.
Amen.
When they cast her at his feet, the scribes and the Pharisees said, "Moses' law said she should be stoned. What sayest thou?" And they were right.
Yeah.
She had every right. She deserved death.
Amen.
They continued to pester Jesus. "What sayest thou?" Finally, he addressed them. And he said, "Ye, without seeing, cast the first stone." We have a church full of people sometimes that forget who they are, what they are, what they are, and where they came from. We want to cast stones at people without first examining ourselves to see who we are.
Amen.
This is what Jesus was telling these people. "Ye without seeing, cast the first stone." one by one, they dropped their stones and turned and walked away from the greatest to the least.
Amen.
Finally, he looked down at the woman. He said, "Woman, where are thou thine accusers?" This woman thought she was fixing to die.
That's right.
She had been thrown at the feet of the Master and knew she deserved to die.
Yeah.
I've been in that spot to where I was afraid to even lift my hand up.
Yeah.
I guarantee you her hand had not raised up from the time they brought her there. She had no idea, I believe, that they had walked away. And when Jesus asked her this question, she looked up, seeing there was no one there. She said, "Lord, I have done." And the greatest part about that is he said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more."
Amen.
Hey, Master God, you are nothing more than a sinner that's been saved by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Get off your high horse. Quit holding your feelings on your sleeve. You are nothing more than a wretch that has been saved.
Amen.
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 And when we get to the point to where we realize that, and that hope, and we're humble enough to realize that, then we're in the point to where we can go do some good, where we can serve and be happy about it.
Amen.
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 Tommy opened the other night, last night, talking about the psalmist David and the prayer that he prayed. "Search me, O God. If there be any wicked way within me." And ultimately, his point was, return to me the joy of thy salvation. Do you know what he was doing? He was getting humble. He realized that he was nothing more than a wretch, and he was repenting of his sin.
Amen.
If you want to be happy in this, that's how you're going to have to do it. You see, when he told him this, this really, in the broad spectrum of things, this had nothing to do with the foot washing aspect of it. The lesson he was teaching them here was that you're no greater than anyone else. If I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, in other words, if I, your Lord and Master, have served, you ought also do.
Amen. Good. Thank you, Lord.
And then finally, he ended it with a promise. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them.
Amen.
The joy in our salvation comes through the fact that we're in a place to where we can serve. And the way that we do that is to humble ourselves and repent.
Amen.
Realize that we're nothing more than a sinner and that we are no better than anybody else.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And if we ever lived in a day and time when God needed people to serve, it's now.
Amen. Amen.
I don't even watch normal TV anymore. Simply because it ain't fit to watch. You turn on the news, you watch that stuff for 10, 15 minutes, you're sitting down in the dumps, you think, Lord, the world's in it. And you know what? It very well is. It's coming to a close quick. We ought to be ever the more diligent.
Amen.
And it's gotten to the point anymore, the real joy that I find is in God's house.
Amen.
With God's people.
That's right.
Doing my best to serve.
That's right. Yeah.
That's all I know to do.
Yeah.
I ain't no better than anybody else.
Trust.
I'm just doing my part.
Amen. Bless him more.
Joy.
And there's joy that comes with it.
That's right. There's joy.
Bless him more.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Today, if you want joy, if you want to be happy in God's house, you're going to have to get right and start serving.
Amen.
Because that's where it comes from.
Amen.
You can try to manifest it in all manner of fashion. But the Holy Spirit is not just sort of some sort of feeling that bubbles up on the inside. People get worked up in the flesh. There are these big churches that you can find anywhere in America now. They'll go in to be entertained, and they feel good in the flesh and think they've got something. And they leave just as empty when they leave that place as they was when they got there. But it's because they didn't get a hold of the real thing. Today, do you want your joy restored? Do you want to be happy in God's house? Do you want to be happy outside of God's house? The only way to do that is to humble yourself, get right with God, and begin to serve.
Amen.
That's the only way you'll find it. We're going to ask them to come get a verse of the song. That's our message. And tonight, I don't know anybody's heart here, but we have these 3 days set aside to get right with God. That's why these services are set up this way. When I announced my call to preach, I had a great benefit. I've been raised in this all my life. But I had men of God that set me down. Brother Hull Taylor and James Harris, they set us down. They begin to tell us, boys, you just need to understand why we do it this way. And that was what he made clear to us, the reason that we set aside these services. I already knew that. I had been raised in this. I knew what it was like. And I knew what it was about. But he knew there was something there that hadn't been. And he began to tell us about it. And we have the privilege to come to God's house and to repent.
Amen.
To get our hearts in the place to where we can serve others and be happy in it. As we stand and sing tonight, if God's spoken to your heart and you need to repent, would you come?